The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
What's happening in Wichita this weekend? Let's check it out with Jamel Holoperic and Wichita. Visit wichita.com.
Hey guys, hope your Friday is going fantastic. We made it to Friday. And hey, this weekend is the first Wichita State University basketball game against Montana State. It's at 6 p.m. Saturday night. So that's going to be fun. Basketball season is happening. And then we have going on the Die Hard Candy Christmas show at Mosley Street Drama. This kicks off Friday night and runs through the end of December. So you have several nights, but you'll want to get your tickets. And hey, dinner is pig in, pig out. And then they'll also have a Sunday brunch. But this is the Die Hard Candy Christmas. Go check it out at the Mosley Street Drama. Then Golden Girls. Yes, Rose, Blanche, Dorothy, Sophia. Oh, all of them will be there at Roxy's downtown. This is one of Roxy's most popular shows, and it's back. And this year has a holiday twist. It runs through the end of December, So check it out. They have a full bar and food. So a fun night there. And then Veterans Day is Monday. So 11 a.m. on Monday, Veterans Day commemoration at Veterans Memorial Park. Colors presented by McConnell Air Force Base. And several other things going around town. The Sedgwick County Zoo is offering free admission to all military personnel, so you can enjoy that. But go have fun, enjoy it, and have a great weekend. We'll see you.
And now a look at the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
For your Friday, mainly cloudy skies. Northeast breeze going to be gusty at times at 10 to 25 miles an hour. Chilly high of 52 degrees. And please drive safely today. Showers, non-severe storms going to be around all day long, making roads damp and traffic slower. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Rana Williams.
Now light rain across the Wichita area, 48 degrees. Northeast wind at 18 miles per hour at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Rain, Ted. Second time we've seen it in just the past couple of weeks here.
Yeah, a rainy weekend last week, and here we are a few days later. We got some more.
We're certainly hoping that it will do something with Cheney Reservoir. What do you think? That maybe they raised it about 6 inches last time? Wasn't that it? Something like that.
Yeah, but that was a good 4 inches of rain. This is only going to be about a
I don't think it's going to be quite that much.
Not as much.
Yeah. All right. Well,
but they're saying it's going to rain more west of town than here, so maybe that will help affect the reservoir a little bit.
That's what the radar is showing, but I'll tell you what – it's showing rain all way out to Garden City, clear up to the Nebraska, clear down into Oklahoma, and most of it is to the west of Wichita.
Okay, well, that's good for Cheney Lake.
You know, the dividing line's kind of 35 coming up through Oklahoma and then going, right now it's dry in Topeka, Kansas City, but they do have clouds on the way. So it's all moving from south to north, which means that we're right in the path, and like the forecast says, got about an 80 or 90% chance for rain all day long. There you go. Health officials say it's important to get that flu and COVID-19 vaccine ahead of the holidays when respiratory bugs tend to spread. While virus numbers are not high right now in the U.S., health experts say COVID-19 tends to jump in the winter months, a rise that usually starts around Thanksgiving and peaks in January. Thanksgiving is a couple, 3 weeks away here. That coincides with the flu season, which tends to begin in November or December and peak in January or February. Takes the body about 2 weeks to build up immunity after either shot, meaning vaccination is needed before these viruses start spreading. So the timing of it is important. If you believe in the flu shot and all that, my wife and I don't know when we're going to get over there, but we got to get over and get one. I'm going to get a flu and pneumonia this time around, okay. I think. So, yeah, we don't want to get sick. We want to be here every morning for Steve and Ted.
Getting that winter healthy.
We went through the pandemic and had a lot of time off for you, as you really had a tough time. And it was just, that pandemic was just a pain in everybody's patoot. I'm so glad it's over and hope we never have another one. I saw a picture. I saw some video over the weekend of Jeb Bush. Remember Jeb, the older brother?
Yeah.
Whom, frankly,
former governor of Florida.
I don't have anything against George, but I think Jeb's the guy they said should have been the president. Because I saw him talking, and this guy, he could really communicate.
Yeah, he's a good politician.
And he was talking about, this was way back before George was president, I guess. And he was talking about how they were planning for a possible pandemic sometime. I thought, really? They were planning for that. Interesting guy. I wonder what he's doing now. I haven't lost track of it.
Yeah, I don't know either.
And he was governor of Florida when his brother was running for president. All right. We've got the story coming out of Australia that this is, I don't know if you saw this yesterday or not. You're usually ahead of me on this stuff. A self-described Nazi.
Yeah, we had this yesterday.
Has become the first person in Australia to be sentenced to prison for performing an outlawed salute when he was ordered by a magistrate to spend 1 month behind bars. Jacob Hersant is also the first person in Victoria State to be convicted of performing the Nazi salute. Of course, you know what that is, the stiff right arm sticking up in the air. You've seen it.
And apparently enough laws in Australia to make that a crime.
Yes, it's been outlawed nationwide in Australia. So much for freedom of expression down there. He was convicted in the Melbourne Magistrates Court last month of performing the straight-arm salute before news cameras last year. The magistrate had allowed Hersant to remain free on bail after he was convicted until today, and when he was sentenced to 1 month in prison. But Hersant spent only an hour in custody before he was released on bail, pending an appeal. So, there you go.
And this wasn't something he was doing as a joke. He's a 100%...
Nazi
supporter, yeah.
They're still out there.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. We're kids. We used to do that in fun, making fun of the Nazis. But, yeah, this guy takes it serious, huh? And it's interesting because a gesture like that, we go through this from time to time with somebody signaling with their finger, and it goes in court for somebody and something like that. You know about that. But freedom of expression is a big deal in this country. In Australia, they do things a little differently. I mean, isn't Australia their voting laws are that if you don't have a good excuse, you don't vote, you're going to be fined? I believe that's Australia where they have that job. It's not, you've got to go. It's the law. Anyway, Australia. A giant Norway spruce that will serve as this year's Rockefeller Center Christmas tree is en route to New York City.
They've already chopped it down.
Yeah, it's from a tiny Massachusetts town. The 74-foot conifer from West Stockbridge was cut down Thursday and hoisted onto a flatbed truck by a crane. It'll be erected in Midtown Manhattan Saturday. People from across the country flocked to West Stockbridge to see the spruce. The first Rockefeller Christmas tree to hail from Massachusetts since 1959.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't usually think of that as big timber country.
The tree will be draped with 50,000 multicolored lights and be topped by a Swarovski star. Scheduled December 4th lighting will be broadcast live on TV. It's a big deal every year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how would you like to try to get that in your living room? How big was the tree in National Lampoon Vacation? I still haven't seen the movie. I got to say.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's your problem.
Oh,
it's a funny movie.
I don't know. Everything is so obvious. Okay. I got to see that.
What's though. Obvious?
The obvious jokes, and I.
Jokes are funny, whether they're obvious or not.
Okay. I know. But
as far as the vacation movies goes, I really thought that was the funniest. Christmas was the funniest one.
Yeah,
did you think it was funnier than the other one?
Oh, but yeah.
Why?
Well, yeah.
You didn't like the one where they went out to Dodge City and went into...
That one was fine, but the Christmas one was funnier.
The Christmas one's much better.
Is it better?
Okay. Yes.
I better check it out.
Why? You haven't so far.
Because you're encouraging me to see. You've seen, you know, you're telling me it's funny.
Yeah, peer pressure works on Steve McIntosh.
I know. Peer pressure is has a lot to do with everything that I do, okay? Okay. So that's the one I got to watch, and I've never seen Mary Poppins.
Another absolute classic.
I got to see that one, too?
I don't know. Man. Don't bother. If you haven't seen it, you probably won't like it.
I've never seen Monster in the Closet.
Another classic?
You haven't either, have you?
Yes, I have.
Have you really?
Sure.
Yep.
Gotcha. You're so far ahead of me.
Starring Money Tracker Don Grant.
That's right. You got to see
As
that
a young
one.
Man eating Nestle Crunch Bars, battling monsters.
And taking off his glasses every once in a while.
Yes.
Well, maybe we'll
and
have
by
it.
The way, that is a big plot point, the taking off of the glasses. Yes.
All right. Well, maybe we should have a party, a watch party, and you guys will get together and pop some popcorn at Jad's house because he's got a big TV, and we'll just watch those three, huh? And you guys can tell me. Well, I'll know whether. Okay. Good for a laugh.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.